Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. Today is day 11 of Sister Said in the Spotlight. Let's get started. Today's spotlight is on an American filmmaker, screenwriter, film and television producer, and her name is Ava DuVernay. Her quote is, "If your dream only includes you, it's too small." Now, I feel like I have a whole lot to say about this one because I want to take it to church. I want to take it to the hood. I want to do all the things. So let's start with the church. So there's a saying that I hear a lot in church is very similar to this. Hers is, if your dream only includes you, it's too small. The one in church that I've heard is, if your prayers are things that you can make happen within your own strength, then you're praying for things that are too small. You need to be praying for bigger things. And so I look at this as a parallel type of quote that what Ava has. But now the other thing, if we think of it as a community thing, if your dream only includes you, it's too small. Let's say we have a neighborhood and I have my house and you have your house and we have a nice little community. Now, if my dreams for me and my household would be things like getting a bigger house, more cars, more money, a boat, you know, all the things. So my little house there is slowly just changing over time, kind of like one of those Sims type thing where you just see just add on. So now all of a sudden there's this one house in the neighborhood that's like, whoa, one of these kids does not belong here. Can you guess which one it is? That would be me. But then you look at all the other houses in the neighborhood and they're nowhere compared to that one house. So you've got all these blessings coming into this one household, but then you look at the properties surrounding it and you're kind of like, hey, there's a disconnect here. Something's wrong. Because when we look at it in terms of property value, it's not helping me that my neighbors haven't had the same blessings that come into their lives that's come into mine. So if I've got all these dreams to do all this great stuff, if I'm not finding a way to bless others in the process, then my progress isn't what I think it is. You know, I then become something else other than a helpmate to the community, let's say. I become this kind of a person on the pedestal type thing where everybody is looking up at me like, oh, wow, look at her. She's the one with the big house. You know, it almost makes you like a target, though, you know, because nobody else in the neighborhood has anything, but you have all the things. Well, now people are going to start coming to you and be like, well, I'm going to ask. And if she say no, I'm just going to take it, you know. So you don't want to be in that situation. But once again, that property value of mine is going to be horrible because of all the comps in the neighborhood. Nobody's comparable. So who's going to want to buy the fancy house in the hood? Nobody. Because you're going to be looking at the fact that all the other houses are run down and everything. Nobody wants that fancy house in the middle with all the nonsense going on around it. So unless your dream is something that's going to benefit you and you find a way to make it benefit other people, then it's pointless. So when you look at Ava, she's in the film and television industry. She's produced so many different things. And through her work, she's been able to put other people on. She's been able to get other actors and actresses into these films and television roles that maybe they wouldn't have had the opportunity any other way. So she's had this big dream of being this big time producer, and now she is. People know who she is. They know what she can do. But she didn't keep it all to herself. She's like, you know, now I've got this shine on me. Let me pull out my mirror and make some of that shine shine on you now. So what's the takeaway? The takeaway is, let's go back into our dream book and look at the different dreams and aspirations that we have. Let's look at the things that we want to manifest in our lives. And then take a different angle approach to it and look at it and see, okay, and if I get this thing, how am I able to bless the other people around me? What can I do with this thing that I want to happen for me to then be able to help somebody else?